Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And the fellas, little Lisa, you know, she's done told all her friends and family now that she can read. So go ahead and show them, Reese. Go on.
Okay. Oh, he's a uniter. Joe Biden went to Wisconsin the day after former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman called for state officials to decertify the 2020 election. During his remarks, the serial liar suggested that Trump supporters killed five cops on January 6, 2021. Joe Biden says, "How would you feel if you saw a crowd storm and break down the doors of the British Parliament, kill five cops, injure 145, or the German Bundestag, or the Italian Parliament? I think you'd wonder, well, that's what the rest of the world saw," he said. Four Trump supporters were killed on January 6th. Two female Trump supporters were killed by cops. One was shot dead in cold blood. And one police officer later died the next day from a stroke. What a disgusting lie. Of course, the fake news media said nothing about this whopper.
We saw dirty cops, and I mean really dirty cops,
yes,
kill innocent patriots there, and yes, they did it under orders. Now, here's what we were talking about, McTernan, here. The U.S. interfere with Ukraine's democracy here. This is an article by Ben Swan, and he goes on to say, Swan said, "Ukraine is not a bastion of freedom and democracy, contrary to how it is shown in the media. There's a lot going on there and does not represent democracy. Opposition leaders have been arrested, and three different opposition TV stations have been shut down." Are you sure that's not America? Yeah. "And pointed out that the U.S. got involved after the democratic election of former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, which led to the overthrow." That sounds just like America, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, does that sound like America.
Yes.
"The U.S. helped foment a color revolution in order to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Ukraine and installed a puppet leader who would represent the West," he explained. "You won't be hearing that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?"
No.
Absolutely not.
You too, John's got to say something out there. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
I'll jump in, Pastor. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, well, you know, this is, you guys are supposed to jump in. Okay, here you go. I'll do this. See, you're supposed to, when I do this, then jump in and comment. Now, ready? New York Times reporter. Boy, this guy is a real winner. I can't even read his article because he uses so much foul language. But here, the New York Times reporter who reveals on hidden camera his belief that the media is falsely portraying the Capitol riot also discloses that this is the inside stuff that you're not supposed to know, that there's there's an internal ideological war at the paper with a far, far left but influential minority. And he acknowledged that the P tape and the infamous anti-Trump Steele dossier doesn't exist, saying he's involved the CIA and National Security Agency sources. So in other words, he's saying that that whole thing was made up by the CIA, okay, which we believe. Do you know what that they're talking about, McTernan?
Pastor Ernie, that one I have to be honest and say no.
Okay, let's try Holman. Do you know Holman?
Steele dossier?
Yeah, well, they called the part of that, it's called the P tape that was in there.
Yeah, that was the made up.
Once you say P tape, I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
The one that Clinton's, that Hillary paid for?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows it, and it's proven. And it's been investigated, and Durham's report, which I haven't been able to find, you know, to be able to read, it obviously proves that that's what happened. And I heard something, an inkling from somewhere, that Barr was part of that. Now, I don't know if if you have any more information. I just caught that today, I believe, that Barr knew exactly what was going on.
Okay, so here, and he acknowledges that the P-tape and the infamous anti-Trump Steele dossier doesn't exist and involved the CIA and the national security sources. There was something about they accused Trump of being in bed with some prostitutes, and they were doing Democratic Party things, okay, things that the Democrats would do in that bed. Matthew Rosenberg is a part two of the Project Veritas series on the Times, and the national security correspondent also said he believes the paper may lose the defamation lawsuit that Project Veritas and founder James O'Keefe filed against the paper, okay? With interviewed later by O'Keefe, Rosenberg said he absolutely stands by the comments made in the undercover footage. So there you go. He caught him. Now here, again, in part two, Rosenberg speaks about his confidential sources, including the source of ridiculous P-tape. The reference to the Steele dossier's claim that the tape existed, Trump engaging in lewd acts in a Moscow hotel room. The tape, he said, doesn't exist and never did exist. It was simply made up. This is by the CIA and the FBI, he says. Rosenberg says that the New York Times newsroom, there is a real internal tug of war between, like, the reasonable people and some of the crazier leftists that worked its way in there. They're not the majority, but they are a very loud and vocal minority. It's like the squat. It's like the squat in the Congress, okay? And so he says that they dominate social media and therefore has just hugely outsized influence, he says. The ideological slant is that the reporter discloses is alienating the paper's subscribers, who he describes as prosperous. Rosenberg describes the colleagues at the Times as bullies and not the clearest thinkers, some of them, and some are very neurotic people. He talks about Times reporter Adam Goldman describing him as a terrible, terrible writer. He's just not good at conceptualizing things. He's not good with words. It's a skill. It's a hard one. Rosenberg added that editors do all of this weighty writing for him. Rosenberg also commented on the Project Veritas defamation suit against the Times. James O'Keefe, that was, I can't use the word, bleep, bleep. We may well lose this one, said Rosenberg. In other words, he said O'Keefe is going to win in this case against the New York Times. I hope he wins huge. I hope he really wins huge.
I doubt it, Pastor Ernie. I mean, Sarah Palin just had a case there against the New York Times, and the judge killed it. I mean, if you get those liberal judges that are in New York City with the New York Times, I mean, everything is corrupt now. They're not even hiding the corruption. So they killed her case while it was going to the jury. The judge said all charges are to be dropped.
You know, we are in a time, what the Bible calls a time of sorrows, where there's nothing legitimate out there. We're the only things that's legitimate. We're the only ones that's, you know, there's not really any sources of truth left out there, is there?
It's, Pastor Ernie, even when I notice that Democrats tell the truth, that there's something they could tell the truth on, they still twist it. It's amazing. They'll embellish, they'll tell a lie on top of the truth. It's amazing when you listen to them. They cannot tell the truth.
Well, let me ask you this then: if a Democrat told the truth, would they cease to be a Democrat?
But the damage is already done.
Yes,
the damage is done because all you have to do is state the lie, and then a certain amount of people are going to run with it and believe it. Mm-hmm. And they know that. And so it doesn't matter that it goes any further. It doesn't matter that a person is absolved from having been a victim of the lie. They've told the lie, and they've poisoned the well for a certain amount of the people, and that's what they continually do.
You're absolutely right, because there are people out there that still believe
in Russian collusion with Trump.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And all they want to do is just you tell the lie. And it doesn't matter that you retract it after that because you've sown the seed of doubt or whatever you want to call it. And that's what they do.
Well, let me ask you this, Maternan and Holin, because you guys are pretty smart fellas. The federal chief Powell says it's possible to have more than one reserve currency in the world. Now, that's diminishing the U.S. Dominance in the world. In other words, we have to diminish the U.S., and then we're going to have more than one currency. How's that going to work? I mean, because everything's going to be measured against, right now everything's measured against the dollar. How would that work?
Well,
Biden's pushing for digital money, and he did something most peculiar when he asked the Treasury Department to look at digital money to see if it was legitimate or something. I read the article the other day, and it seemed to be working towards his advantage to converting us over to digital money.
Yes, that's what they're. It's all coming to a head now. This crisis, Pastor Ernie, that's coming. This is a manufactured economic crisis that they're building the blocks to pull down the economy. When it collapses, they're going to introduce the digital like currency. There won't be any paper anymore. It will be digital. To alleviate it. They're going to say that this is a way now we can control inflation and all with this new currency, which then they will use to completely control what you can buy and sell.
Well, one of the things that they're doing now is that Biden are killing the petrodollar in the U.S. Economy by aligning themselves with the Iranian people and the Iranian people. And the idea behind it is that when Kissinger and Nixon came up with the use of the petrodollar in every situation, it benefited us, of course. But what happened is that the Saudis and the Iranian people had a falling out. And so, long story short, what the Iranians have done now is that they've aligned themselves with the Russians, and they even have like a sort of a pack, if you will. The idea behind it obviously being that no longer will they use the dollar for their petrol exchanges. They're going to use their own. And what that will in essence do is eliminate the use of the dollar for the petroleum exchange, if you will, that people use now. And so we'll lose that, because right now all the dollars, all the petrol transactions, if you will, I'm kind of starting for words here, they use the dollar. They won't anymore now because they don't trust the U.S. anymore. So the Russians and the Saudis are now going to move together and set up their own sort of exchange, which sort of ruins the whole thing behind us and the money we used to get for every transaction that was done in America in dollars.
All right, here you go, fellas.
The other factor in this, Pastor Ernie, is Elon Musk. And, you know, Elon Musk is blanketing the Earth with satellites to provide everybody, quote, internet. But the main reason behind that, and he knows this, is to radically alter how financial transactions are done. Because once he has all those satellites up, that transatlantic cable for conducting financial transactions will be obsolete, because his satellite system is going to be much faster than that cable. So that's going to also implement this worldwide monetary system, which appears now is just on the verge of going into the digital realm.
John, they just launched those satellites a couple days ago. They were launched.
Well, he's been putting them up for quite a while.
And they just launched a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of them. I think it was the final amount
where they're going to have like a grid over the whole earth.
Yeah, that was his goal, is to blanket the whole earth with this grid to provide, quote, people with internet service. Well, he knows, and I don't think many people in the public are aware, that once that is laid out, goodbye transatlantic cable for conducting financial transactions, because this thing's going to speed it up by what most people would think would be an infinitesimally small amount of time. But in the financial realm, any saving of time to conduct a transaction is big, big bucks. So that's going to happen, and he's going to make boku bucks just off the banking industry for them to conduct their transactions across his satellite system. So you wait, and that's what's going to happen. And then Biden and the Democrats are pushing for the digital money. So we're right on the cusp of having a cashless economy right here.
Well, that's when we're going to...
Yeah. One more thing I want to add real quick. I always thought one trick they might have up their sleeve is they'll have some kind of a germ or virus or something that they're going to say is being spread by paper money being handed about.
Well, listen, so, I'm on top of that. Here you go. People become the plague. That's right. People become the plague. Bill Gates is developing a needleless vaccine that spreads like a virus to the unvaccinated. That's right. New research funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the Bill Gates Foundation aims to develop a needleless vaccine that can spread like a virus rather than have to be injected, leaving no way for anyone to remain unvaccinated. That's kind of what they're doing right now with the shedding of those that have been vaccinated with a poisonous poke. They're shedding right now, and they're spreading that now. The goal is to create a vaccine that people catch without their consent, without the need for any injections. The vaccine would be passed from one person to the next like a cold. In other words, a paper on the subject claims that the contagious vaccines will be slightly less deadly than the traditional injections, but not non-lethal. They still can kill. Some people will die who will otherwise have lived through, though fewer people will die overall. It further explains the other issues, that there is no consent for vaccination from the majority of the people. And, you know, we see that that here, one by one, Joe Obama's forced vaccines are being knocked down either by the people or by the courts. And Congress passed, you know, where he wanted to passed that all medical workers, all doctors had to have the vax, so they knocked that down. Congress knocked that down. So, but boy, we're in for some, you know, it's been a dark winter, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, Pastor Ernie, John McTurner and I witnessed what could be their potential delivery system for this. How about it, John? The seeding with the...
Oh, yeah. That, Pastor Ernie, there hasn't been much attention about this, but the atmosphere, they've been spraying for years now. They've been spraying some sort of aluminum type of chemical in the air. And they were doing that heavy over central Pennsylvania. And we actually watched it in really detail, where the planes were spraying in sequence, and then they were created this big, like, kind of bright red cloud, and then out of one plane, I was driving and John was watching it, and I was watching the best I could, and it was like something dropped that suspended in the middle of this cloud. Is that the best way to explain it, John? It was, we watched
it. Yeah, what they
it just,
did was a high altitude flying in a pattern that made a grid.
Right,
so we actually,
grid.
When we're driving up the road, we're kind of like, and I was always a little dubious about this chemtrail stuff.
He was an unbeliever. Don't say a little dubious.
Well, telling the truth.
And then I, wait. I'm going to tell the truth now. I'm going to want the truth to come out.
I saw it now.
I looked up when I was driving
now.
And I said, there it is now. It's right over your head. So we're driving up from Harrisburg, right? And see these planes flying this grid. It was like a cross grid. And it was high altitude, and these streams were coming out. And as we watched it, John said, or one of us said, look, there'll be another plane appear right over here to match the grid. And sure enough, it did, right? So all this stuff comes out, and then we see this thing burning. It dropped out of a plane.
Yes.
And then this low cloud formed within, 15 minutes, John? Blanketed the whole valley here, right?
It went all the way to Philadelphia. The wind took it. We followed it online, and it went all the way to Philadelphia. It was a good section of southeastern Pennsylvania was under this cloud.
Yeah, they sprayed the whole area. And now listen to this, Pastor Ernie. So we see it, we witness it, we watch this light, whatever thing that was burning, whatever. And I'm like, whoa. So we talked about it, and I think a couple days later, I was up at my mother's house, and I told her what we saw. Now, this is the God's honest truth. I walked outside on her porch, and I'm looking up in the air, and here's the same pattern going on. So I call her out, and I said, watch this, Mom. I said, let's see that pattern? In 15 to 20 minutes, there's going to be a low-level cloud cover that's going to cover this whole area. And we stood out there, and sure enough, it happened. There it was. I said, there, you see, now you believe. And she saw it, and other people that were there saw it. And even after John, I saw it. I'm a believer. I know what they're doing. And then it was reported, as John said, they sprayed a corridor from Philadelphia up through our area. Right, John?
Yeah, it went the other way. They did it from our area, and then it went to Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it went, either direction. And that happened multiple times then after that, right? Now, I haven't seen it for a while in our area, but I have,
Let me tell you this. Some years ago, I had a fellow from here in Ohio who owned a chemical company, and one of the chemicals he made was aluminum chloride chips, or aluminum, and stuff that goes in like underarm deodorants and that. And he was very concerned because he had made this for the military, and they were spreading it. Okay, you had the chemtrails, and he called me. He said, "This is this could be dangerous because we've really never done a real study, and it's a potential for that aluminum chloride to settle." I have, Andy, I got a clip I'm going to try to play here. I'm going to plug in, okay? And I'm going to plug this in and see if I can play it here. Now, this is from this doctor. I hope I got the right one. Okay, let me see. Why isn't it doing it?
So Dr. Fauci is now saying that the vaccine could be... No, I'm not going to be accused of...
No, that's the wrong clip. I hit the button, and this doctor went away, and this woman came up. Let me see. I got to find it again, because he's telling you this is very important what he had to say, if I can find it again. Let me see. Maybe this is... No, that's not it. Oh, well. I just had this clip, and I was just going to play it. Yes, you will be true here. That pastor, we have serious situation. Okay. I'm going to have it. I got it here somewhere. I just had this, and I hit it. And what happened is it just got started, and I just touched the phone, and the doctor went away, and some woman popped up. But I'm going to find it here. And he's talking about... This is a very, very serious situation I'm going to try it again. Ready? No.
So Dr. Fauci is now saying that the vaccine could be...
Well,
no, I'm not going to be accused of twisting anybody's words. Roll the clip.
this would not be the first time.
Oh, no, it's
if
Fauci.
It happened that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
Say that first part again.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
That's what I thought you said.
That's not the right clip, folks. I somehow lost our clip that I wanted to play for you because this doctor, he's real, a virologist, he was real intense, and he was given a warning about that these vaccines have these aluminum chips in there and that they're settling in the brains of children, that they settle in the brains of children, and it causes long-term brain damage. And now I can't. If I find that clip, I'll be glad to play it. But it's just stay away from the vaccines altogether. That's all I can tell you. Stay away from, totally away from them. So, all right, here, let me do this one. Randy, you've got some articles you want to hit on.
Sure. Yeah, what I'd like to talk about next is the Department of Defense article that proves that the military is purging all the vaccine surges from the from the military service and putting the country at risk. It says up to 25% of the soldiers in the military, they're about all that's left of the soldiers that are not affected by the Wuhan coronavirus. And it says on page 6 of the document, which addresses national security, highlights show that the American military is being weakened by the removal of unvaccinated soldiers who refuse to modify their DNA and immune systems and with the big pharma poison. After reviewing some details, the gentleman by the name of Rent says if the Biden regimen is trying to purge the last 25% of the major military soldier people who have turned away the injection, and they're also planning to purge the entire military of this. It's just the Defensive Medical Epidemiology Database, or DME for short, shows that the pulmonary embolisms, heart attacks, strokes, and many other health conditions are skyrocketing among the mass of the injected servicemen. And it says that's enough evidence to show that these jabs are ineffective and unsafe. I'm calling for the American people to stand for our military heroes and push back against the tyrannical vaccine mandate. And share this information with your congressmen, and it's vital to the security of our nation. They even talk about a gentleman that they had talked earlier about, I guess his name is Klaus Schwab. Schwab is actually, he's related to the Nazis. And it says this guy is actually, he's calling for a reset and for the emergence out of the pandemic. And he's also, like I said, related to the Nazis. All this crap will continue until we actually bring criminal charges against the FDA, CDC, NIAH, pharmaceutical industry, and Fauci, along with the MSS for pushing false information. That's the gist of the article, that what they want to do is that they want to basically purge the military of people who are not.
Well, let me ask you a question here, if what you would say, for all of you folks. Who would you say are the smartest soldiers in the military? Those that would receive the poisonous poke, or those that would reject it?
The people that reject it, of course.
Right.
Absolutely. They're refusing to be vaccinated.
Now, when you have a military, would you want the smartest one or the dumbest one?
Of course you want the smartest people.
Okay. And they're purposely trying to destroy our military. Their purpose, again, that's the point that we're trying to get against. We've got to get these people out of there. Okay. You know, America's got to rise up because our nation doesn't have much more time.
We need to we need to at least attempt to talk to your congresspeople and the people who can do something about it instead of sitting silently and just saying, oh, my God, they're going to do this. We have to do something. We have to do something.
We have to do more than talk.
That's exactly right.
Okay, now, here, let me give you some examples here. A breaking exclusive. Hunter Biden firm, the Hunter Biden firm, Rosemont Seneca, invested and firm was tied to the Ukrainian biolabs. Guess where the funding came from? Yep. Okay, Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, provided capital for the firms behind the creation of all the biolabs in Ukraine. We heard Tuesday from the U.S. State Department that there were U.S. biolabs in the Ukraine. Well, see, now he's not saying bioweapon labs, are they? They're just saying biolabs. Then on Wednesday, the Biden regime backtracked and insisted that there were no U.S.-funded biolabs in the Ukraine. And so where are they at now? They're changing dating. Why this sudden confusing message from the Biden gang, especially when there was documents to prove that U.S. was funding several of the biolabs they set up in Ukraine to study potential dangerous pathogens. It may be because Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, was funding the firms involved in the building of those labs in Ukraine, and they felt this was not something they wanted the American people to know. See, that's why we're here, to tell the American people what the fake news media will not tell them. All right.
Yeah, there you go. Pastor Ernie, the Russians are going to present the evidence they have to the UN Security Council tomorrow at 10 a.m., laying out the criminal, as they claim, the criminal activity of the United States with the bioweapons in those labs in Ukraine. Now, did you hear those reports? There were reports that the Russians were going to use, like, nuclear weapons in the Ukraine. Did you hear those reports?
Yeah, I've heard those reports.
Okay, now the reason that they were saying that is observers were spotting all these Russian soldiers in the biolab gear, the protective gear, and they thought that they were going to be releasing, like, radioactivity or small nuclear weapons or something, and it turns out that these Russian, I don't know if they were soldiers or scientists, they were going into those labs. They had captured a couple labs, and apparently they found a treasure trove of documents along with the bioweapons. So that's what they were taking the bioweapons out. That's why they were dressed in that garb. That's all going to be presented at the UN tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I hope, Pastor Ernie, that if this is true, that we were breaking international law, American law, they had to do this out of the United States, that I don't care if it goes right up to Biden, they have to be removed from office. These are bona fide criminals. They're war criminals.
But the problem is we don't have a military,
right,
and we don't
right.
have a no, Justice right. Department.
I know, Pastor Ernie. I know. That's the problem.
So are we going to go with this international, because they violated the Nuremberg trials, and I understand there's 500 international lawyers looking to bring these people, the chemical, the pharmaceutical companies, and somehow to a world court. What do you think?
It has to be some nation. All of it's corrupt, Pastor Ernie. There has to be some nation with an honest, that's got an honest government that could do this.
But it allegedly is happening in Canada right now. That what they're saying is that according to their own law, according to the, you know, whatever their reaction is, that they don't have the right to do what they're doing, and that basically they don't have the authority to do it. They don't have the ownership of the people to do these things. So what allegedly is going to happen is that they're going to be taken to court. They're going to, and basically be backed into a corner to have to admit that they really have no authority to do what they're doing. And that's basically how I, and that's the gist of it in a nutshell. And that's one of the things that, like, I guess we're all kind of looking forward to. It sort of came out that this started, and it seems like it's kind of disappeared in terms of saying where it's at right now, which doesn't surprise me either, because they're certainly going to do everything they can to keep this from happening, because the people in their government at every level would then become people who are guilty of I guess you'd call it treason almost, with people that cannot, you know, that they're guilty of what they're causing people to take part in.
We only have one remedy, 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is our only remedy right now, folks. That's the reality, because we're living in, but that remedy is enough. It's happened in the past, and that's 2 Chronicles. The people have got to turn to the Lord and pray and ask God, because he has no problem with overthrowing tyrants, does he?
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right. We're going to go ahead, since we've had people on hold all this time, and take a few calls. So we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677 and take very quick calls, because there's so many. So let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hey, Kevin.
I just want to let you know that I have a deadline for an attorney I need in the probate case in Cuyahoga County. I would like an attorney or a set of attorneys to help me on the procedural issues with the probate court. Can I give you the case number so that anyone who wants to look it up can look it up?
Go ahead.
All right. It's 2006 GDN 00015397.
Okay, give it one more time slowly. Go ahead.
All right. That is 2006 GDN 00015397.
All right, folks out there, some attorneys that can help Kevin with his case. I don't know what the situation is, but the board's lit, and I got to move on. But thanks, Kevin. Let's go to AC. AC, you're in the air. Go ahead. Yeah, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. In my last conversation with you on Tuesday, we were talking about Matthew 24, verse 37 to 39. And you mentioned to me, you said, well, AC, you're on to something, okay? And I'm on to something else from these verses. In verse 37, you have a phrase, the last phrase of verse 37, which is, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That phrase is exactly 11 words, and words matter. If you go to verse 39, you find the exact same 11-word phrase. So whatever coming Jesus is talking about in verse 37 must be the same coming that Jesus is talking about in verse 39. Would you agree?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't have time here tonight for this. It's going to take longer than we have time for tonight to do.
I can call back tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, yeah, it would be better at a different time. Let's go, because the whole board's lit and we're out of time. And let's go to Al. Al, you're in the air.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Ernie. I've tried to call before. I just want to say that I think what's happening in our – I think the bad stuff is happening even quicker now. And I'll just go over my lifetime. The Kennedy assassination, 9/11. I mean, I think 9/11 was an inside job, but we can differ on that. I really do. But now you see that, like you say, 38 years now since 9/11, we're 19 years. Now we had COVID, and now 2 years later we got this Russian thing. So as you see, they're speeding up, the evildoers – are speeding up the things where we're not even going to be able to, we can't get done one thing before something else is starting to make us forget about the other thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. It's happening exactly like it said it would. So, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, and like, you know, what's happening is now, you guys are saying about these labs now, Newland, Avery Haines, and I got to say something. There's a common pipe, and you said something a couple weeks ago about Israel and you said they're corrupt. They have massive gay parade. Listen, I'll say one thing. This country went wrong in the first place. I guess it was in the 90s, or was it under Bush and Cheney, when homosexuality was accepted freely to start with, okay? And I'm sure you, as a Baptist minister and a really good man, would agree with me, where this country accepted homosexuality to start with.
Yeah,
beyond the marriage.
I didn't. We didn't. A lot of us didn't. But the corrupt people in government did. The ones that we have in our government are corrupt, extremely corrupt courts, corrupt politicians. But those courts that were bought and paid for.
Yes, and I believe this thing now with what's going on, these bio labs, something else is going to come up. And like I said, Nylander, whose real name is, I think it's Noodleman, and the other one, Ivory, Avril Haines, you probably heard of that name, Blinken. What I meant to say was, and you mentioned Israel, and all I'm saying is, and this isn't to be anti-Semitic, but there's a common thread here. And all this stuff that's going on, borders, everything. And you remember what Tucker Carlson said? Israel, you can't go in Israel's borders. They're closed off because they don't want to lose their homogeny. But yet we're open here. And we got guys like Schumer, Garland, whose last name is Garfinkel. We got all these people letting everything happen here. There's a common thread with Israel here, okay? And I think they're controlling all this. And I have to say this, even though I know the prophecy says, well, in the long run, and I think you even said they're going to be judged by God. Well, we're all going to be judged by God. But this is a common thread, I believe, and it's a problem. And they're supposed to be our number one, the ally in the world, which is total bullshit, BS. They're not our ally in the world, you know? So I'm just saying that I had to present that. I call it Zionism. I'm sorry. I call it Zionism, but you know. And I think that's a major problem with this, and I have to say it.
Oh, I mean, if you go back all the way to the days of Abraham, they've always been a stiff-necked people. This is why, you know, the entire Old Testament is from God bringing his wrath down upon Israel, and then, you know, making them wander out 40 years out in the wilderness because they've been a stiff-necked people. But now, there's a difference, too, on what is a Jew, what the Lord Jesus, what the Apostle Paul said. Not all of those that are the seed of Abraham are the children of Abraham. And the Lord Jesus made it very clear that those that say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, and Jesus made that very clear, that they are not true Jews. And it boils down, and McTernan, you can comment on that, but when we get over to Zechariah chapter 13, the Lord makes it very clear what's going to happen is he's going to, that two-thirds of what is referred to as Israel is going to perish. And I believe the very same thing, those that have a profession of faith as Christians, that only maybe a third of those are actually Christians. What do you think, McTernan?
Yes, at Christ's coming, Pastor Ernie, the only a third of Israel will be there, and they will turn to Christ.
Yeah, and they'll call him Lord, and he'll call him my children.
But Pastor Ernie, I mean, this is an unbelievable stretch to try and blame what's happening on Zionism. I mean, how do these people?
Why?
Because it is.
What you're saying is the Jews are controlling America.
Okay, guys, you can't talk at the same time because we can't understand either one of you.
I'm responding to him, Pastor Ernie. 70% of Biden's cabinet is Jewish. It's the highest ever. I'm not trying to be that label that they give people like racist.
I want to finish, Pastor Ernie. I'm sorry. I want to respond to him.
Okay,
please.
Let him respond now. Let John respond. Go ahead, Al.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
So the Jews control the world? Is that what you're saying? They control America?
They should control the banking system.
You
absolutely.
Know, I mean, this problem didn't start now with Biden. This problem actually started back, if you want to look at it, well, it goes back further, but Obama. Obama's the one that started this. It's him. Started the whole thing over there. Yeah, Obama. So he's got Jews in his cabinet. All right. So
Goldman Sachs gave Obama and Hillary Clinton the most money of anybody. So Goldman Sachs And then you know what that company, that company's controlled, same by them. And they gave good, they were the biggest donors for Obama. So figure it out. They caught both sides covered.
Yeah, so they were the biggest donors. Obama received, Pastor Ernie, I can't talk. He's just shooting his mouth.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Yeah, Obama receives, we'll say, I don't know what the amount is. We'll say $1 billion. The biggest contributor is a Jew, so they're pointed out. The Jews, he points a Jew out because he was the biggest donor when there were maybe thousands of others that gave huge amounts of money. So he picks one donor out and says, he's a Jew. See, it's a Jewish conspiracy.
They were the biggest donor, John. John, I don't know why you're getting on me. They were the biggest donor.
Let me jump in here for a minute because, you know, there's a, you know, when you say who is a Jew, nothing is like you say, like you were saying, when you have here, Hillary Clinton, for example, you know, people could talk about her last name Hillary Rodham. It wasn't. It was Rosen. Okay? They changed. John Kerry, his last name was not Kerry. Who knows what it was?
Are you saying Hillary is Jewish?
No.
Oh, absolutely. She's a Jew. Hillary's a Jew.
I never knew that. I swear. I thought her and Bill were both.
Pastor
Ernie, where does it end? You know, like Kerry was a French Jew. His family was a French Jew, but he doesn't. He does everything like he hates Israel.
His last name was Cohen. They changed his name from Cohen to Kerry, so his initials would be JFK. Okay, remember.
And then with Hillary, though, I mean, they're not connected to. She's not connected at all to Judaism. No way. I mean, she's an apostate, whatever you want to call it.
Well, yeah, it's exactly what the Lord
worships Satan.
It's what Jesus said. It's what the Lord Jesus said. Those who say they are Jews but are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. It's what the Apostle Paul said, okay? So it's exactly what he said. They're counterfeit. They're counterfeit. But, you know, remember Wesley Clark? Do you know his name is actually Cain? And I remember one time when he was on C-SPAN, and you know how after C-SPAN's over, the people just, they let you to film it for a little while, people just standing talking. Well, the camera was live on him, and there was these two Jewish women, and when they come up to talk to him, he says, you know, he said, I'm Jew. He said, my really last name is Cain. It's not Clark. And so...
Well, yeah, how about George Soros, though? Let's get to him, okay?
He's
an international Jew, and you know how evil he is. Now, he's Jewish, correct?
He's a devil.
No. And listen, I'm not saying, John, don't get
Jewish.
Me wrong.
What does this man mean Jewish?
I'm not saying every Jewish person is evil.
Okay, you guys are talking at the same time. So, it's here, we got to settle it this way. Jesus said there are true Jews, and then there are those that are counterfeit. And so Soros is one of the counterfeit. Hillary is one of the counterfeit. It's very obvious because God's word, the Bible, tells you by the fruits that they bear, you'll know them. I got to move on, but thanks, Al. All righty. I wanted
this
to give.
Getting like, Pastor Ernie, this is getting like dangerous, what he's talking about. Oh, I think we got to address this. I mean, Kerry's family, like in 1900, his name was changed.
Yeah, from
it's
Cohen.
Like 120, he's no longer a Jew. He's no longer. His mother, he's had children and all this. I mean, how far to, that's what the Nazis did. The Nazis, if you were a Jew going back to your great-grandparents, but you had no connection, you didn't worship as a Jew, you were a Jew, and they sent you to the concentration camps. So if people's great-grandfather was a Jew and they are not a Jew now and they married a Gentile, and they're no longer Jews. They're not Jews because they got it in their background.
I know that, John. Just like
they bring it to today.
You know, Hitler's mother was a Jew. But not only that, John, remember the Rothschilds, the Rothschilds funded Hitler. But we're out of time now. So... McTernan, it's your time. It's your turn to give the...
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, it's always the same. One thing about this show that's really good, people can see evil in it. You know, we clearly show the evil week after week after week. There's a line between evil in this world, and that shows you that if there's evil, it's the good that can go against it. Right, Pastor Ernie?
We can measure evil. Absolutely.
So the good comes from God. And the Bible says that evil, Satan, has come to kill, destroy, and steal. He's the father of lies. All this stuff we're seeing is because people are in league with Satan. Now, God, in spite of the earth, we being in rebellion, all of us, all mankind in rebellion against because of sin, God loves us and sent Jesus Christ into the world as his only begotten son. As a Jew, he was born a Jew, lived as a Jew, died as a Jew. And in heaven, he's known as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. In heaven, that's his title, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He died on the cross for us, shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So even though we might not be actively supporting the evil we see because of sin, we're connected, Pastor Ernie. We're connected in like a rebellion against God, and God wants us to repent, come out of that system, out of the kingdom of darkness, into his kingdom, the kingdom of light, where we then have assurance of eternal life. We can call God our Abba Father. We can... we can wait for the blessed hope, Jesus Christ, to come for us. We can live, the Bible tells us, about the new Jerusalem, which will be our home. So God wants us to take us out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom. The only way to do it is the repentance of sin, confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and following him. That's the key. Following him and his word, and we have assurance of eternal life, and we're separated now from this evil we see in the world, Pastor. So it hasn't changed. The gospel, no matter what, hasn't changed, but we can really see good and evil in this world right now manifesting right before our very eyes.
Well, you're not kidding. We can really see it. I mean, it's getting worse and worse things that are happening out there. The vulgarity and the language, when they're calling good and evil, and the Bible says those are called good of evil. We watch burn, loot, and murder, burn buildings, burn cities down, and Antifa burn cities down. We've watched these so-called prosecutors become prostitutes. We've never seen such lying ever, as we do now.
It's not even subtle, Pastor Ernie.
Yep, I know.
It's not subtle. So one thing that you do on this show, the people see it, they see the evil.
Yep, they do. John, we are, it's true, we're out of time, though. We're completely out of time for tonight, so we want to say good night, God bless, and remember, always, 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 let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight!
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.